Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Peters, and towards Hansen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow fires to first and picks off McCraw. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essigian scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball towards center. Hershberger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hershberger. Lump moves to third. Joe Horland now pitching. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss pinch hits for Joe Horland. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Charles is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Maxwell scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 3 in the game. Rakow strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hershberger trying to get to third. Simulai throws the ball into Charles, who tags Hershberger for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.